Nandru denji da yang da wazo bi sanji je komo rambo chala da chi bi chan ge ba jawa nyam bi samba chan ju jodo tu sheba da chede semba ra shio kan ki semba chari chu chen rin ba ne chan ju sim bi che ba lan ju bi shiung te nyi chua che ba la leo chu yu min na ne leo gu ba shiro gu leo de la yang ta we ten la po ba tang gombe nyam sa lam su ten si ki dondo che ba puni to bi chele sta shi yu bi na ne sumba yin che kondu shi simba che ta shi ba Tony Toby Chelet, that Tony Toby Chelet, the Karashi was the Manzo, the Shiro Leonora, Chetanje, Tombani Resin, Ni Tombani, Telepegna. That the nature Chetanje, Tombani, Telepene, Tinet Tony de Tobaina, Pendo Carrieresin, that Pendo de la Randendo, that Jiden Chijig, Toba de Zon, Ni Ngonian Tobata, Shendendo, that Zawan Hinje Chambodi. Bemet de chegre sendoni odine chegnda tende toni to bi chelete la da randen da chende ni che randen do dan jide chege ki toba de sen go nyamba yungu yeres karisene che dan che tomba ni ranshi me ba to samaina tini dewa dan dunga se ya de so ya chi ranshi me ba to no ra odini ni dewa la chaba dan dunga la chi mega wa de ne ge toba yan chege mares dina shinge da juzen lo che mambo chi ni na gawa dan mini ne mega wa ke ni nan to de yungu yeres Kanisa na juze lonche de samai ranshi meba to de ora. Kanya nimbo meba ton de ora. O dindi da chik de me da sangin la so ba de sama. Ani nyamba de ni. O yungu yore. Dindi da de me da sangin gi nan to de. Ani chik nyamba de ni. Sangin gi nan to de so sama ma nyam to ba de ni chuwa ina. Dini ranshi ge sibi gi dunga de so sama ya da. Nan to de la njung de ora. O dindi nam to de shi suwa ina. Dini ranshi gi dunga de so ya da shi long doa. Randon to that, didn't chijo toba, an ingonian grey said that they count the shisum bache. Then Nimba, Shendendo, that's a one hinge chimbo then. Tony Tobala ten, then it's a one hinge chimbo chigres, shing though, that diggy, cordimashiache, dinanya, then cashea condo shisum bache. Untering digging trade mashiache.
Please listen with the motivation of Bodhicitta, thinking of all sentient beings who have been our parents, and so with the wish of leading all of them to a state of complete liberation, a state of complete enlightenment. Text for studying, the Bodhicitta Avatara is presented in 10 chapter, within chapter 9, the chapter on wisdom. Within that, there are four sections. The first, a presentation of establishing the view of emptiness. The second is the practice of meditation on emptiness. And thirdly, there's the removal of misconception or elimination of misconceptions, and fourthly, then there are the benefits of realizing emptiness. So we're in this fourth section, the benefits of realizing emptiness. And so we saw that actually when we realize emptiness, then together with this realization of emptiness comes also the great compassion arises also. And so that in that then we're able to benefit, so there's this great benefit for ourselves and great benefit for others. When we come also to talk about the benefit for ourselves, then there's the realizing the equivalence of the eight worldly concerns, seeing that actually all those eight worldly concerns were kind of the want of happiness, do not wanting suffering, want of praise, hana and so on. All those who kind of usually lead us to accumulate a lot of negativity and then cause us to circle in samsara. Actually, when we realize emptiness, then we see that all phenomena are equal in their in being, in lacking inherent existence and not being truly existent. So in this way, we see that all, also those eight worldly concerns, that whether it be happiness or suffering, whether it be praise or criticism, then all of them are equal and do not in their in being emptiness. And so by realizing emptiness, we are able to see the equivalence of the eight worldly concerns. So there's one great benefit for ourselves. And for others, then we develop, when we realize emptiness, then we also, the great compassion arises. So this is, we are now in this explanation, this section that we have covered a little bit already.
Lolling it to your mother. You need a little red and no cake, chick tender and sold this summer. Any chick sent a tune yet over china. Peck catching water. They may in but that shung it, see that tense hammer and yegona, peck cover. The pen a little governor chickina that share the pet judging water. You need a sold than the manzogi, such a shindor. Any tumble de tawe, tenna papa. Didn't you but the convenience means of somebody didn't see it on the cheva. She was only to be jealous shindor. That dishig it, tunda de da, chick tung yeva chevaina, ni leo goba ke ten ten de ta chan song chi ni rang ge ngen ro ra de ma yin ba ta leo goba no she che cha ma da nge go na pe ka go ra yin he ti shi ge den da de ta nge wa che pe na ta ye ten la pho ba se de zo ga re she go re se de ni de ni ge go chi she da ta zo u mi ge de ni go de ka ne da go chi she go o de chung ye wa che ani ya she chung yin na da dum da shi ja ge de ni ge go de zo mi da mi da de sa ma nge wa che de me ba yin na ya da umake da uma tanjo wa ma so shun de ki de ni gor de kanle na wishing do o de ngi wa che ne na shin da gombe nyans len so se de de ni chi khanza ga da me ten len be chu ki ripa ma bo tong da yin ne zo ndo ripa chi da me ten len be chu ki ripa zo chi ngwe sim ba che de ni gon su de khanza ga da me khande su gong gong do che chi da me khande su gong gong do o de de ne su gong gong do a ten ne chu ani chi do don ra chi ngi wa che Then sick dono chess, riba mambo tongue in a that jumile chen and digging do mido, dale chen and digging do mido, shen chen and digging do mido, or the chick, riba de so, rotonda wachi, and it niganda wachi, so, nevache. Antonio to be chelesidia and lela undaco, rang it, randendo, and jiden chick toba tengonyamata, shenendo da, so on hinge chimbo, and in beme the check as shame the ninja condes beme the cheyundo. Tony Matona. Then Koan Dalayani and the chick Dungaki, that Narding door. Or did not deny the Junzin Karichau said it in Tony Mato Balarendu Tini. And it's so ninja chimota, that the next gem door. Or the lender which it so nevaina, then Leo Gubagi, then the chance on Jita. Lola, yes and indeed, and a shesana indeed. Or the main batachi, Gone Juba the Sidon song, my chick Uzunda was Jatawaina, and Tamadel, then Kayan chick share medine, or the new door. Then it so disotama and Tennis chain, never chair, the vacation bodies.
When we study those texts, it is not so easy to actually memorize everything from a text from the very beginning till the end. So, all the, for example, if we look at the Bodhicharyavatara or the commentary, that's just to remember absolutely everything that is explained as in the text. However, it is important that we remember the main points, and that we commit to memory, and that we really remember what the main points of the text are. For example, here in this chapter 9, so even though it is said that the meaning is very profound, is very vast, then yet, you know, it is presented as those 4 points that are presented. So first is establishing the view. Second is the meditation on emptiness, and third is dispelling misconceptions, and fourthly is the section on the benefit of realizing emptiness. So, in that, so we see that we need to for each one and to come to a kind of a definitive sort of understanding, and to have a certainty with regard to the meaning that is taught in each of these different sections, and what, you know, they cover, and to be quite clear about it. And so this is important, because, and then if we have that, then we would have, you know, the whole of the chapter 9. We would have, you know, memorized the whole of the chapter 9. If we, for example, so the first section is on establishing the view of emptiness. So what it talks about is about the true truth. So we need to be kind of clear to have a kind of a definitive kind of a knowledge of this view of this presentation of the Madhyamika of the true truth. And then it presents the also how the different other schools then approach the two truths. So this also we need to kind of to know well, and then from that also then how our kind of tradition, the Madhyamika tradition, then deals with those different positions of the other schools. And so that's for the first section. So this is the things that we need to know, and that then in the second section then. That is the meditation on emptiness. So there's so we approach the. Emptiness of or the identitylessness of individual and the identitylessness of phenomena, and so the we see that there are different approaches and details on the way to approach this identitylessness of the individual, but then it is important to really understand like the main points and the main ways, the main way in which, you know, this is refuted, in the main way in which the true existence of the self, this belief in the true existence of the self is refuted. And in the same way also with the identitylessness of phenomena, how the belief in the true existence of phenomena is refuted, and how it is explained in the text how to meditate on the identitylessness of phenomena. And then once we've understood that, then we know that yet there it is also quite important to know how it is that actually things cannot arise without a cause, how it is that they can't arise from themselves, how it is that they can't arise from others. So those also, then we need to have a kind of a clear and a definitive sort of or a certain certainty with regard to the presentation, to these explanations and to these reasonings. And so the when we for the then we come to the last section, that is the benefit of realizing emptiness. How for ourselves then that lead us to see actually all the eight worldly concerns with the cause of us cycling samsara actually be equal, and so therefore act as an antidote to that. And then how for others then we develop this compassion, seeing actually that because they haven't realized emptiness, then the circle and samsara commit all these negative actions and so on. So this is basically this is what is taught in this chapter 9. So if we have all those points, then we would have, you know, kind of a good grasp of the chapter 9 of this teaching. We could say that we have memorized the chapter 9, because of course, I mean, the as we said, it is quite difficult to just memorize every single word from beginning until the end. And if even if we were to do so, to kind of really memorize absolutely everything, but not really, you know, so clear about what is in there, then also that might not be so useful. So it is good to have that, to really know those main points, to be clear, and to have to develop a definitive kind of a knowledge of those points that are given in that. That is something that is extremely important.
Da toni ni ji nimbo chen se le rang gi toni to ne ton yong de la de xian la ni ji de tan be me de che re xian da kan de che re se de da kam song go an de la sen je ka xian ne cha dong gong ge rang gi sen de chu ne dung an yong we re ka xian ne da min de ba ni ne mang bo ji rang la jong ne ding an da mi ze sen ne dung an yong we ka xian ne de bi ge duan de man ru ne da de ge ong de la di ta de la lu den sen de yin ne da dung an yong re se kanda khoa dala chik ya thori la chewa ina ya dunga nyongwe re mang yenso na chewa ina ya dunga nyongwe res o dinde chik dunga de kare le tene nyongwe res de ani che dan je da me bala da dun sin ani tongba ni la ani chik me tongba de ma da won sin o de le tene da dunga nyongwe res sing da de dinde ki dunga de da pa ya ge thop de kare cha go res na de to ni to ji shero de res ta di ni de nga zo tanda li den de to la de ne to ni ten bi ke shung de ne la da tesan gansun cheya ge ni kago rhagu yore o dila da sozo ge chik gawa dan trowa chimbi goni yani yandu tesan chego uras de tesan chewa ina sende tonyi mato na ya chewa chima en tonyi toba dan dine ge chik tonyi tenpa rao teba tonyi ge tuen teba zangi da toni en shimbeji na sanje kumbo togre ya sendo ni tasan yin je kong shie san o de dina shin chene da rangi chik tonyi toba ina ni dunga chan ma da meba son rong da dina shin dine yin sen jen ki dunga nyong de ya tiya tonyi mato bi jung sen la tene ta dunga nyong uya ba dine se ha kowa yung da tonyi toba ina o dine sen dine da shin ki dunga de kare chene nyong gore se tonyi mato ba la tene nyong uya ba ha kone dine shine ni nyinje dine se che gore se
So as we said, so the yesterday, then so that emptiness as at its heart, compassion. So the very heart of emptiness is compassion. And so when we realize emptiness, then naturally compassion also arises. So sometimes, you know, when we see that the sentient beings ourselves, that because of things that we want, we have attachment for, then we may experience suffering. When you know there's things that we do not want befall us, then this is a it's quite a painful experience. Or when on account of things that we want and we can't get them, then also we experience suffering. And so because of that, then in physically and mentally both, then we experience a lot of suffering. And the reason for that, why is it that we experience suffering? It is because of where there is where phenomena are actually identityless, we grasp at an identity, at a self of phenomena. So where phenomena are empty, then we grasp at the self as at a true existence. And because of that, this is why we suffer. This is the reason of our suffering, and that is why the antidote to the samsara, to the suffering, is the wisdom that realizes selflessness or identitylessness. And so therefore we need to as well was explained that we need to be, you know, with very much joy and recognizing that, you know, joyfully kind of devote ourselves to try to understand emptiness, to realize emptiness, because of that, because there is the actual antidote to all those suffering. And so, and yesterday has been mentioned as well, that even if, so this is this realization of emptiness, of course, in this life, then benefit us. But even if we're not to realize in this life, in future lives also, this is something, whatever effort we've made in that direction, in the direction of our understanding of realizing emptiness, there is something that would progressively lead us to the state of Buddhahood over the course of our future lives. And so the realization of emptiness is what eliminates suffering. And so when we realize that, then we can eliminate suffering. But then, so that is for ourselves. But others, when we look at others, then we see that they suffer because they haven't realized emptiness. And so when seeing that then gives rise to compassion. That's how we give rise to compassion, by seeing that actually the realization of emptiness is what makes what eliminates suffering. And sentient beings suffer because they haven't realized emptiness.
That the negative Tony Tobade, Tony Toby Shiro de Dungazo, Niman Nashinche, Noan Nashinche. That can see the Tony Toby Shiroki, Noan de Mavayina, then the Siba Kansun Kova de la Dunga Duzo, and it jumps on Nashinche, Jachawada, Sukawadine, Dunga Nyoyak, Dusa Sanotawa in a pet, Dusan Botine. Oh, the Nishila, that, and also Dunga Nyani, then the Ladores. That Dunga Nyon Sude Kasun Kondi Shesan, Kashene, Chadong Gonge, and it sent to Dunga Nyongwe, Kashi Mindeba. Ani chi mabuji ke dunga nyongwe es mabuji esa o dinege ta sibandela le de nyomo shucheta ne ani chi gewanda o dowa yina ya pe gewa de nyoba chungju top chungju dinere re mado chi nyoba chambo dinere chatu yo maras junzen karsin le de nyomo do ta shucheta ne o dine yongwe es.
And so we experience this this is the existence of the samsara is often compared to an ocean, because it's so vast, and such a vast amount of suffering that's experienced there. And the way that we experience suffering is the following: is because, you know, of attachment and aversion, then we experience things that we do not want. When we attach to certain things, then we want them, and then not getting them then occasion a lot of suffering. When we do not want, we have aversion for certain things, and when they come our way, then also a great suffering is experienced. So this is the way we experience suffering in the cycle of existence, and we can't go beyond. Because of this constant attachment or this constant aversion, then we can't go beyond the suffering. We just accumulate more and more of those tendencies, and as soon as there is this attachment to certain things or this aversion for others, then this is where we experience suffering.
That the core de la candor, me cashin, Sengen cashin, that dungagi, wongi, that wrong mebachin, tita to dunganyoni, that misses own order, cashin, chick, Saint Yeni candor, and the yen that suratiro, panjo longella, Saint Yeni, gave out to Yamara, that gave out dunduk lo the jet to Yamara. Candor pe chick, coan de la gave out dunduk lo cheni, the pe masigi, then you knew chadigora. That cassici gave out dunduk lo cheva in the yandini. Mises ya de pet tunu chadores, Gior duyagi tusishra, duyagi tusishra yomares. Chick carechagores de chinagi mise tunu imbache. Dig tola ya tadu, midis o caretingores de pechic, Jurumbo deagi chick rewandoche. And then digi che the sozoke lula nasa minjunya dan, that the naked chick and send digi chasha mambu chick drug deora, send digi chick, that chawa, mambu chick drune. And he gave out to yagi to search and you middle, gave out dundu and a chin and messet to noche, nini, chick jurumbo deagi sanotan and dinny, send digi that chick chawa mambu, chick chedamanzo, messet zono iris.
And so there are those who, because they experience so much suffering, they are just kind of only concerned by that and trying to protect themselves a little bit from this suffering, and this is the only thing they have in mind. Others are just constantly occupied by the thoughts of wanting to acquire more wealth, more things, and do this and do that, and have a longer life, and so on. And sometimes that we can have thoughts of wanting to accomplish virtuous actions, but the thing is that this life is extremely short, and so we don't have much time. And sentient beings tend to think that actually we will live for a very long time, and also we are very much concerned with trying to have a long life, trying to keep good health and so on. So on account of those and for those, then we do a lot of things and a lot of actions. And so in this way, we see that most of sentient beings then kind of waste their life away.
That the mancha of the chagora, sentient beings are shaggy cheddar and so missed tonora, mancha chick. Penanda, chick yas, lo, gengo, machagabada. Tsin digi chik chedula da ganga mambu jene tsonje yina yenda da chik banjo longcho tsodu jene misi tso dine oz chik longcho dawa chik sozo da rayon di dine misi tso zara kandara ya lo gengo cha zara dine shini chik da tsin digi chik deya ge da chik longcho ya ge da sozo ge chik banjo dawa chik yueba yina yana dine di longcho long majung kane da shirung da udi yinde da tinde senda nye kandara mise de zono gore deni kashe ya mise ta kashe sena da ma cha ora mise chega de ta ni ku lo ora ganda ni ku onda shane da kanya ji tenya me ba lo le ga kanya ma de ba kanya pen do me ba de ne chen da mise chega ganda ni ku gore ani mise chega de ganda sin de ge cha sha ge che da mise de ne zono gore so de ni ta ge wa du ya ge di se de pe nyu nyu da pe di se tu nu da wo cha de ganda
And for most of us, actually, then so that is the situation, that we spend most of our time in this life to occupied by actions of worldly actions just for the sake of this very life, and for on account of those, then go through a lot of difficulties and things like that, and so. So for the benefit of this life, for kind of to gain some things in this life, then we do a lot of things. We do a lot of effort in order to secure some wealth, to secure a certain situation, and so on. And when we start to have a certain amount of riches, certain amount of what we want, then we're already not so young anymore. We're already quite old, and most of our life has already gone when we manage to kind of a secure, kind of a relatively satisfying kind of level of things that we wanted to enjoy, of wealth and so on. And then, by the time that we really enjoy them and make use of them, then we're dead already. And so there is, our life is gone already. So this is the case, says some people, actually, most of the people, this is the way, this is what happens, that we spend most of our time, most of the actions, most of the things we do are directed towards this life. And so the time that we have to practice virtuous action is extremely short, because also, then as mentioned in the text, then we spend half our time also asleep in this life, then sleeping, and then when we're awake, then most of the time is devoted to actions geared toward this life, the benefit of this life. So we see that actually the time that we're left to practice virtue is extremely short, extremely limited.
Tak cik hak kau mati ya, ni kaya marah. Zaman ini dalam, ni macam apa ni? Dah cik cawak ikan kat sini, dah digi cik dengan nyonya. chuanya mato tiga sita chik dunga kinga na misi zonu kora kashi tsuwa dhugu yore tsuzu ki lega chene chik tsuwa panjo lanche dhugu yore yini ya an chik kanga mambo jane di dhru shaya ki panjo de rangi ya yawu chik peche tang mara mila ya te mara ne dini chik kanga jajo je ane tama de chik dhizu tsama rangi chani lanche ya mara ne dini yana rangi shi yana ane di juze di mila pala shaya na wo o dini chendo ni ta dunga nyong rong da kanyang pendong mendo tsin digi jasha kona ki la nga zo mese de tang shawa ina an chik kanyang pendong rao mendo dili ta chik desi chik katsu tutu an gyawa la chik pa neto bache dini chik yang shada shola sozo ki chik tsin digi yang jasha desi dhruga wa ina yang yang ko desi chik mese yang duyanda denba dende yung doa ina yang mese di chibu ki cheta ta gyawa zanyu madu na dini jiten ki jasha kona la yang sawa ina tā kāyāng pēntō mē bā, o tīndē yōngu rēs tīndē tā chīnō kī nyēnsē māngbō sīyēng tā chī kī nyēnsē tā chītāng kī chīk dēyēn sūdā tērō rē yēn wā dīnā shīng kī tā chīkbā sōzī chō tā nrō bā sīyēng tā chī chē lā māgā tēnyē kī kāngsā tā nyam tū lā tā sōzī chī tū tā tā nrō tē bā yīnā nā tūndā kāyā yō mā rē sō rē kā rē sī nā, anī kī rāng kī tā gēwā tū kū kū rē yīnā yā anī chīkbā sōzī chō tā nyam tū nrō bā yīnā anī gēwā tū yā kī tā kō kō tū tsa nī, nī kū mī tā ओदिन्दे दा मानचो वतिन्दे के ट्रो द न्यान्दो नने दा मेसेज सेने एन तुमे के चावाला येन रो वेरेस
इज नॉट समथिंग दैट वी नीड टू एक्सप्लेन रियली बिकॉज़ बेस समथिंग दैट वी कैन सी यू नो अराउंड अस एंड हाउ एक्चुअली यू नो इफ वी लुक अराउंड अस इन द वर्ल्ड एंड हाउ पीपल एक्सपीरियंस अ लॉट ऑफ यू नो सफरिंग इन जनरल And how, in order to secure whatever they want, then they go through a lot of difficulties, make a lot of effort, and their life then kind of is spent on that kind of exhausting in doing for all those efforts that are made in order to secure wealth and positions and what and so on. And also, we see quite often that those. Things that they want to secure, especially if you know sometimes the means that we use in order to get them are not so you know so good, then we won't be able to anyway have them or to experience them or to enjoy them, like people who you know kind of get wealth in a kind of negative ways or by means of a kind of a stealing and so on, then they can't get use of it. As some people, you know, make a lot of efforts in order to secure certain situations, certain wealth, but then die in the course of it before they can really, you know, enjoy it. Or there's some problems that come in between, and even though they made so much effort, then they can't get the fruit of their work. And so basically most of the worldly endeavors are without any kind of benefit. We see that actually doesn't bring us anything. And so when we concentrate just on this life, when we make effort just for this life, it's just a kind of a waste. And so what we need to do is, however much is possible for us, to try to practice virtue, to do virtuous actions, not with the view of this life, but with the view of really just accomplishing positive actions. Because if we do that, then in this way, our life would become meaningful. Then we have a meaningful life if we manage to, you know, to accomplish a certain amount of virtuous actions, of positive actions, and stop being concerned just for this life. And so, however much, you know, we should try to do more kind of positive actions and less, you know, for the sake of or with the concern of this life, because then we just get distracted, you know, in the with those all those actions that we do in order to secure kind of certain things for this life. But then, so this is something that is pointless. There's no benefit in that, and then also a lot of time we spend and we waste is when we spend time with people who are not who have no particular interest in the Dharma, in and so those when associated with such childish people, then with ordinary people, then we just also then waste our time with them, and that we never, you know, come to really we do all sort of things, spend a lot of time, but we never come to really, you know, practice, really accomplish virtuous actions and so on. And so this time that we have in this life is spent in a great measure actually with people like that, and this is not something that is this is something that we should avoid because it's just a source of distraction. So the main thing is that for, you know, for us beginners on the path, then we need to be when we practice the Dharma, then we need to be extremely cautious, because we don't have any we don't have this kind of definitive kind of confidence knowledge in the teachings, in the Dharma. We don't have this kind of a complete understanding, this kind of complete freedom of our act to act according to the Dharma. And so when we associate with people with ordinary people who have no interest in the Dharma, then we do things with them, we'll talk to them, and so as we do things, then there'll be a lot of things that would be in contradiction with the Dharma that we would be doing. When talking, we talk about all sorts of things that are negative, or that, but basically all the actions, all the talk that we have are pointless kind of chatter or pointless actions that we do. And the thing is that because then this we don't have such a strong habit in practicing the Dharma, our practice of the Dharma is not so strongly established that, you know, as soon as we're exposed again to this kind of way of living that ordinary people, then we would throw away this kind of a slight habit we have of practicing. And quite quickly, then we won't have any interest anymore in practicing the Dharma. So that is why Shantideva advises us to be extremely, not to associate with such people, and to be extremely careful and cautious. And because otherwise, then we would just exhaust our life in those kind of pointless activity, not accomplish virtuous actions. So the thing that we need to do in this life is to realize, to come to understand and to realize that actually all phenomena, outer and inner, are emptiness. And but yet the problem is that it is quite difficult. And it is difficult because our mind is, we have this really strong habit of being distracted, our mind being distracted in a particular way, and so because of that, then we can't come to see so easily that all phenomena are emptiness. Our mind, the distraction in our mind, our minds are a bit like a mountain, a torrent, you know, when the water just falls in this kind of unruly way and streams down. And so it's the same, all those thoughts that just arise in our mind. And so we have this very strong habit of being distracted in this way. And so that is why then it is not easy for us to come to realize emptiness. So it is. This is what we need to come to realize, that we need to realize that all phenomena of samsara are just and all phenomena, outer, inner, are emptiness, and come to have this realization, this mind that realize that. Yet again, this is very difficult, and it is difficult because of our habit, because of our strong habit of being distracted. So now that we have this the opportunity to study those teachings, to practice that, to come to realize this, that we have this precious opportunity, then we should be extremely cautious, and that is not to waste it, and to make sure that we make really good use of it, because again, this is, you know, realizing emptiness is not something easy, so we need to be extremely cautious. That is quite important.
That the nege nanyin gong de shwa song ina ganda kwa le tarbi ki top dami tobi ki lo de shirab de nye tuk minda that de minye ba ma se ngan zo ki tis chik nanyin gong de shwa song ina ya ani gewa duya la chik lo nda wu chewa ina ya ani parche chan yin ki duy du zo yang pe mangbo cha de wres pe na ngan zo ta nye wa da ngen song na chaya ki che do di ni la tu zo ki kar se duy du zo ki la yi puyi duy se ya di ki ta parche chan yin ngan zo la ani nye ba mangbo che wres.
And so because of this distraction, then, you know, it is difficult to come to realize emptiness. And then even if we have this mind that kind of somewhat realize the emptiness phenomena, then there are obstacles that arise, and that in a form of says the demons like Devaputra, or maybe it could be translated as the demon of the Son of Gods, which is, you know, how it is usually translated among the four demons, or the four Maras, the Mara of the Son of Gods, and which is basically this distraction, this mind of being, you know, always distracted by all those thoughts. And so this is the kind of obstacle that come and always kind of prevent us from developing this kind of realization.
That condes budget some of the city, don't get do singing. Send your jaton mobo, any Sanjay Combona, Kershava Lejan, Janju Semba Rere, any Lundin Tops, Shinda, Lundin Tossi, that Tajido, and Sanjay Combo Tong Eva, the Janju Semba did like that, Lundin Tops Shira. Oh, Denishi join and that dela, Mizeva, young wearers. Janju, Sanjay Mambo Chick, Sanjay Combo Tossana, Tigas Chico, Migawa, young wearers, Samara. Janju Semba Chick, and chimi dobi ke lungten toswa ina dala dala labar to mizu wa dine yungu rasi shingda di mizu wa dine bache zangu rasi
semche mambu kala sanji go bang taya da kongso ka
dala ta mizu wa shira yungu yama rasi kongso chik neba nago tiga si shu jambu janju samba chik lungten chik toya nago chi ina da dala pako mizu wa shu jambu yungu rasi kani zanda janju samba chik chimi dobi lungten toswa na di digi senche mambu la ane pendo chenro wara.
And so all those demons, those maras, then kind of create obstacles or problems. Is that they, well, even if they don't, you know, mind so much if some people reach enlightenment, where there's something they can't stand is when a bodhisattva obtained the prophecy, this expression, obtaining the prophecy, it means that, you know, they reach to the point where they say that, you know, they're going to reach for sure Buddhahood. So this is when they obtain the prophecy that they're going to reach Buddhahood. And that is something that is unbearable to them, and so they create a lot of trouble.
That kind of chaos is in it due to so get Sanjay and Chanju Sembagi, Susu to Ella. Then I shin chine, Soso get any Tayulama Susu to Ni. And then Churon, Chewang Himalayan, Bear Chick Jambi and then Lojo Mombo Cheshire, any Tinish Hejas and Lundan Roche. Lundan Chene, then it Calicale could Cheshire. That Che Yanta about this one, and it could, oh, this summer non tourist. Then it Chian Che Chinjilo about this summer, oh, that Che did Chevor, then this Chevors, and it Chuloba did the Mambo Shin was. This year, you did that, Manzo Hamago watching it. Tangone, Chick Sanjay, the Changes and Bagangal, Shazis, and Tayan over them. And the Rangi Zaila Magan was another, Ninisun, so Tanya, Dini, Chick Noan, and Truni, and the Chulobala, Juya and Yangayuris. Junzen Carson and Danda, Manzo that, Chick Chirkasa Saba in and Delata, Nacho with Duyan, Tigas, Chick, any Saba in the Yungus Chigla. Tanganso Penna Shun, the Leda would bear Chick Pem Masiki so much other. Shadow level down the notion, lava the Dutch and Jusin begin, and Junjun de Pe Shun Somo, Chadora, until a lojon chain de chick, Parche Chenia, the gas chick, and a shooting boy wearers. Chuck as a saba in any de la Parche Chenia, the gas saba. That did all a sort of tadu, and he chick locked them watching Yan and the chest wine, and the next invention duties of its any lama kiva chin, then it digging you, nobody, churro churro over. What the nation can tap Pache and the name Dama, some new wearers.
And so so those maras then so would create a lot of obstacle for the bodhisattva on the path, and so bodhisattva we may take false and like forms appearing as a Buddha, bodhisattva, or like their teacher, so they could see like you know the demons would take the form of their of a Buddha or bodhisattva or of this teacher, and then talk to them, give them some kind of indications and so on, and so that would but just fooling them, and also he would denigrate the true Dharma as false, and then just substituting then the kind of wrong views and the wrong approaches, wrong teachings instead, and so creating obstacles to develop genuine understanding. And so, because as it say, for profound Dharma, profound dark demon, so the more profound the teaching, then the more, the stronger the demon is, and all the obstacles. And so here, when we study a text such as the Bodhicha Avatara, and especially the chapter 9, this is a very profound teaching. So there's also then kind of a strong kind of a negative influences that kind of tend to try to prevent us from really getting it.
That was a dindeki shunga, lojon chia kechen borenda. Dindela lojon mambo chewa in a dinner rangichola, nambigi lanyanta bagi, tawa dan tunda de socola, and in yeshe tempo nye yumur. Yeshe tempo nye tsu shugula dinne, chick due to soges, and it's hanjiki tuba chene, chirong lambin nondus lava in a yan, dinne, digitola tesum, dinne yumuyamar. Kainsana koi shuna, lojong mambo chene da, sosola ngeshe ya wuche de gora. Ta lojong shira majewa ina dene, chik dhidu soke sanje dan rangi gevi shenye ge truba chene dene, chik lan loba ten yon de la. Ta sosoke chik chwe de ge tola da, ngeshe ya woye mara. Dene, di chen lo de dene lamsan, ane njo ne, lan loba la shun lo gores.
And so, but then if we are stable, then at some point that comes that we'll be able to overcome all those obstacles. And so that is why it is extremely important to study, to listen to the teachings, to reflect upon them, and to come to have a definitive understanding of the teachings. Because when we have that, when we have this certainty as regard to the teachings, then whatever comes, whatever kind of things come up, and like false teachings, or even, you know, if it's appearing like in the form of our teacher, like a genuine kind of a teacher and so on, and then speaks words which are not the Dharma, then immediately we'd be able to recognize it, because we know the Dharma, because we have references, because we have developed this certainty as regard to the true meaning of those teachings, then we can't be distracted, and we develop this stability, and that and so that protects us from these those negative influences.
That tanda kokob zambare nda ngan so lan loba deres lam yang taba deres so 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 manawa ni tungking ge gibi shenye yore dena shi ko yung dinde ji yang tabi yung dinde ta ngoy sa ngan so lojong chaya ge kokob rade gora ta dinde raya ge kote la dine so so ge lojong ya wache dila nge she ya wache chugo guna mato di me suwa ina dine ji kwa dila tabi ge tawa dang chibi ge tawa ni lan loba dinde ya mambo yores ta lam manawa deres ne chik nga tsoki chula nga she che gugu yana nga she pe masi che kabo resi ta chik yana de lan yanda wa yina lan loba yina tene teson rawi chi sawa yina ya teson pa chungkengi chinongi chen ya nye kabo resi chi chen ta chorong de lan loba re de yanda wa resi shenye gewi shenye chi chen dire nangi chen soso la ta lan yanda wa ta yanda wa mayi ba soso hako tungi ki shirab o di ya nye kabo rendo tene ta tanda nga so dinde tsama nye de gore nye bi kola ta soso chene ne Tesam chene, yungla, mambola lojong chaya de pe kheche mo dines chagores. Di majes wanyana dine, rani kuwa dala tigas chik che, che wanyana dine, lang yantaba dire, lang loba dire sene, digi chik sozo sozo che guna. Di che shenyenge, chinongi chende, nye kaborendo. Chi chen, gewi shenye, churong di lang loba re, di yantaba res, di nye. Nangi chen sozo gujela, lang yantata yanta mayinba sozo shetu nyenge, shirav diyan, nye kaboyores.
And so now we have a very a precious opportunity. We're very extremely lucky in this in the situation this, that we are presented with, because we have can be present. There's still the path, this authentic path that is presented clearly, and that, you know, with a clear distinction between what is the right path and what is the what would be a mistaken path, and there are spiritual friends who can lead us along those paths. There are authentic scriptures that are still there present, and then the tradition of imparting their meaning. And so, given that is the fact that we have this, you know, we are in this quite special kind of circumstances here, then we should make the best use of this time in really studying, in really learning, and in really developing this definitive understanding of the teaching, this confidence in the meaning of the teachings. And because then there are a lot of, you know, paths that are not quite the right one, a mistaken path. And at the same time, developing this confidence in the meaning, as regard to the meaning of the teachings, is something that is difficult. Is something that is not easy to give rise to. Yet now we have all the, says, outer and inner conditions favorable to eliminate any kind of wrong views with regard to the different paths, to really be able to clearly discriminate and so on. The outer favorable conditions are spiritual friends, those who who can explain to us, you know, this path. And then the inner conditions is having the wisdom of being able to distinguish the authentic path. And so, having all those circumstances which are not easy to gather, and particularly so those outer and inner favorable conditions, then we should very much make the best use of this precious opportunity in really learning, in really making everything we can in order to develop this confidence as regard to the meaning of the teachings, to develop this definitive knowledge.
That the ending also. Lam yang daba la shunken da, lan loba la shunken ni manyum chewa ina da, dalo, ane lan loba la shunken mandoa. Da desu tsama kandar, lan yang da da, lan yang da mayin ba, so so che tungenge, ane chinongi che ni manchong de gora. Chi yi chen, ane chorong lam de loba re, de yang da resene, tungenge gewi shen ni manchong ba chik che. Nangi chen so so ge di ni, so 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 nje tu ni, yen je tu nyenge shirab de, ane mebi chen na tene dene, lan loba la shun lo gora. Odi indi, ta nga so, chik tanda tuyusangi lojong mabu maje ne, ta kuwa la chik tanda lan loba le shu dengi diso nan shin che ne, che suwa ina di ne, ta kandres cha zare. Chik rangi ju la, hani lan yanda, lan yanda mayinba sosun je tungi ge shirab denya, ni kabundo. Ni nan shin di negi, tungi ge gewi shenya ya, ni kabundo. Gewi shenya ni se ya de ko,
And so in terms of those paths, they are the kind of a mistaken path, and that there are those paths which are not. And if we look at the all the people who are engaged in a path or another, then there are more people who are engaged in a mistaken path than on the right path. And the reason for engaging in mistaken path is because of those outer and inner conditions being incomplete. And so because of for example, of not of finding a teacher, for example, that is explaining a path that is not really the authentic one, or because of not being able, when some kind of thoughts arise in our mind, a kind of which are not really in accordance with the authentic path, and they kind of lead us astray. Also, then we don't have the capacity to recognize that, and so that is why it is extremely important that unless we have really devote made effort in the direction of listening to the teachings and reflecting on them, then those kind of there's a lot of chance that we won't be able to avoid the pitfalls when they arise, like when the conditions for falling into a wrong path kind of arise, then we won't be able to avert that. Then if we don't have really listened and reflected upon the teachings, when there's, you know, certain thoughts that kind of are not really in accordance with the path, with the teachings, then we won't be able to recognize that, and then steer the we won't have the kind of the wisdom that is able to discriminate in this way, because it's something that is quite difficult to find. We won't have also in terms of the outer circumstances the maybe the spiritual friend, because finding a spiritual friend is something extremely difficult. It's not something that it is. We meet with a spiritual friend on account of all the karma and aspiration prayers accumulated during many lifetimes, and it's not just, you know, in this life and just going to see someone and then asking him to be you know, to guide us or something. Is not that simple, but it is due to a huge amount of accumulations that this is possible. And also, when we meet, you know, a spiritual friend, then also to receive really clear instructions that are helpful also is quite rare. So there are a lot of teachers, but it is difficult to really find someone who would give us, you know, clear explanation that that are relevant for us to find ourselves in this situation. Is not something easy. So
That sangye se adele mambur koye, chola sangye chewa. Ndi nanshin, rizhung dine la, ani sangye chewa. Maan chewa di chewa la, sangye chen. Pena chola wa yina, chik denba she dine, yabu che dine di zola, shira, ani lue ma kiwa che. Dine zuma she dine, ani ngogo tan dine, pe kanyinbu she dine di zola, yiche mambu che. Odele chola sangye chewa che. Dine rizhung na sana tono wa yina, nanghamu ke shung sambu di zola, chi tis tonon lo ma chene. で、で、ちょっと論法を一緒にやろうじゃ。だ、転送、あの、サバ、サバ meva yin yan ta ching hama ta chik saba gri din ani saba la ta dun so so chik chwa nda wo che dile yiche ma che wores yin yan de saba de la yan da ba ta da lo ba de ne nda ma da yun wores yin yan ta de chama kan da ani so so je to ya de pe kha wores
And so, and nowadays, then we have a certain, you know, a taste for novelty, and to kind of, you know, for new things, liking, you know, like new friends, or like in terms of culture also, and you know, when something is new, then we tend to like it better, like in terms of friends, you know, someone who is kind of talking in a pleasing way, even if it's kind of fooling us. But then, since there's this aspect of novelty there, that we tend to follow. This person more, and so on, and it is the same also like with the Dharma than with the text, and we tend to kind of like the most recent ones, the most recent teachings, the latest teachings, and but then it is quite difficult to actually discriminate whether they are authentic or not, because in order to be able to discriminate, see whether they are authentic teachings or not, then we need to have a kind of a full grasp of those teachings. And so unless we have that, then we can't really see whether they are authentic teachings or not.
Lojong Mambo Chavina, and the children, the Tesum Meva Yuri, and Tesum Mabutun, the Nanicha, the Kitchen Brenda. They Mayimba, that the Yina, Mayina, Tinson, the Deshing, do that, Nima Dinan, the Deshing, do, then you drag me to Paje, that the Chinjolova insert, and the Tesum, the Chibigoni, then Shundi, Chud and Yanichavina, that Tende Kayan Rutu Maris. Then the Kandarchik, Lojong Yavoche, Tesum Meva Soya, the Kitchen Brenda.
And even if teaching is authentic, then if it is practiced with doubt, it will be fruitless and without meaning. So the when we practice particular teachings, particular path, then it is important also to have a confidence in those teaching. And otherwise, then there won't be much fruit, much benefit from that, from following this. If we follow a sort of path but without, you know, full confidence and trust in it, then it won't bring so much fruit.
That day in the Tandal Sosola Ron, you be called the Latin Nanchu near the Ketch Morendo. Lojong Mambochinan, Sosola Nanchu, Shiro de Nigre, that did Nanchu the Pen Yakavarendo, Lojong Denis Majavina. Then I see Nayan the Ando Cavarendo. Tanda Soso this Ron, you're Nayan the Sotis Nur Tamatona, that Nayan the Pen, Dog Cavarendo, Nayan said the Pen, Chi Draminartin Yunda. Then I see get that. Tesumia, Chetoba, Becavores. That is a time of Mambuji Yavana, didn't choke in Noa de da, Nigmido. Choke in Noa de Tanida, Mimba, Qua de da, Mimba Nanchinchin, Tlayanta, Mimba and Junoda. Odinde, that the lesson the Ningazo Shiswina, Choke in Hoya, Mani, Nanche, Mani, Shiswina, Yanjerchik, Tanjok, Luden, Yeda, Sanjin, Jidens, Chikansu, Jenny, did and Teba, Bemasi Kawachadores.
And it is hard to have a true discernment, to really, in those times of freedom, when we are free to choose and so on, then we need to have a true discernment, a really good discernment. But this is not something that is easy to get, to be clear and to be able to choose and to discern clearly. And so it is only with the if we educate ourselves through the study, that we be able to develop this capacity. And it is also hard to overcome distraction. Distraction is always present in all, in many different forms, and also we have a lot of doubts that we have trouble to overcome. And so, and when those are there, then we don't have the true discernment. When we have a lot of distractions and doubts, then we won't be able to discover the light of the Dharma. So that we won't be able to encounter the true Dharma. Those are obstacles, doubts, distractions, lack of discernment are obstacles to really discover the teachings and to be to remove the kind of the darkness of ignorance with the light of the teachings. And if we don't do that, if we are all our life, then distracted and harboring doubts and without a genuine discernment, and so therefore not really meeting with the Dharma, then it will be extremely hard to find again the freedoms of the human state again. And so in the future lives, then to get again this opportunity of meeting with the teachings would be extremely difficult. And so, it is extremely difficult to find the freedom and the advantages, the precious human birth, one thing. Then, for a Buddha to come, it's also something extremely rare. And then, once the Buddha has come, and to be able to meet with a Buddha, with the enlightened beings, is something that is even more difficult. So to have all those three conditions gathered is something that is not happening easily at all. And so this is a very a special circumstance here. And then so it is important that we practice this teaching wholeheartedly, that we listen to them, that we reflect upon them, that we meditate upon them, because even though there may be a lot of people who meet with great teachers, who meet with the Dharma and who follow the path, but those who really wholeheartedly then devote themselves to listening to the teachings, to reflecting upon them, to meditate upon them, are extremely rare among all those people who tend to follow the path. And so it is the only way that we'd be able to successfully fight and to remove negative emotions such as desire and so on. And so there is why the Shantideva says alas, which is a word of lamentation, in seeing the situation of the world, the situation of sentient beings, seeing how rare it is for sentient beings to meet with the opportunity to really do that, to really listen, reflect, and meditate upon the teachings in order to liberate themselves.
Chik dunga nyongwa yina yang dini mi kashe pe londo la mauni pe lumbo kashe ki ta dunga de dunga yinba tongu yu maresi tadung chik kohan de la ya shenji chane ani yani yang do kohan de la ta njunglo goresi o dines chik dunga de la ne dengenge dunga nyong dengenge senjen de su tongwa yina dine de la mi ne ta mazo nyangin che ya ge ta nesu chade goresi dine da kandara kohan de la chik dunga mambo yore dunga yone ya landor mi sheba momba de soge dunga la dunga ma thone ta dung la yang chi ko la ani cha shin shen ne dan jung long da o de so la dang so mi ne de ne nyang in che ge ores
and So there are many forms that the suffering can take, and the samsara then appears in all these many different ways. And the so given their various kinds of suffering, the sentient beings live in great torment. And what happens also very often is that in their ignorance they are unable to understand what they should do and what they should not do. They are aware that actually what they are experiencing suffering, that what they're doing is actually causing more and more suffering. And so, and just clinging to this existence, to this self. And so so that is why then we cannot be without, you know, being really sad, saddened by the situation, seeing, you know, how all sentient beings, even though they want to be happy, then everything that they do is lead them to suffer even more without being aware of it, without noticing at all. They just create their own suffering without being aware of the situation at all.
But dunga kandes nyongre se de pena ngazo kashe pe tsawag tsiyun de la de ne yani yando da chunore zune da tuje gora yan chunona mambo tsiyun de ya jangyer jangyer de ya chik tsawag chi tsabo chi chaya gi chede ya menon jures meno ya mambo sowa ina de ne ya tsigra yan di dunga de gi ya chunona jone ya yando tuje gres ta dine chine tsado reme chine kanda dunga nyongda tsabo chana ya yan dunga chi nyone dramol jugongda dramol chane ya dunga nyongda ya tsabol jugongda ina ya ta dine dunga reme chi nyongre da tadu mid so chi mombi onge nga pe dewa ani pinsun so bai ten dewa da demba yin ten de la dewa long res uno chine dewa reme da tsabo ge dunga cha yinde ni dramol jugongdo dramo ge dunga cha yinde ya tsabol jugde gora ina ya ta mishebe onge de ni chipe chik ngala dechi denpa yin chik dewa mambu dengi yo, dewa mambu yo chini en lom degores, ta dina shi kohan tela ni chik momba de soke koi ki dunga tela nene ya dunga yinpa thom ato ni tadung dewa lom degores.
And how is it that we experience suffering? What's the kind of what's the way that we experience that? Well, if we take an example, is that when we are hot, then we tend to go in the water and kind of cool ourselves and wash ourselves in kind of a cool water, and then but then at some point, then when we stay too long in the water, then we start to be a bit cold, and so we come out and then warm ourselves like by a fire or something, but then staying by the fire at some point, it gets burning, and so burning hot, and so we're too hot, and so we go again in the water in order to cool down. Staying in the water, then it gets too cold, so we get out and then, you know, and warm up, and it gets too hot, and so we go in the water again. So that's the way that we engage and experience, like for example with this example of the suffering of you know, of the cold or the of the heat, in this way, and with the, and all the time, then being deluded in thinking that we are actually happy and experiencing, you know, have a blissful experiences, but then all along, but that is not the case actually.
That the next chi koan de la dunga mambo toa, dunga mambo yawa ina ya tadung chi me kashi ge ani chi geju yawa ta chi shiju yawa na wotani masane.
And so there are many kinds of suffering, many ways in which we experience suffering in the samsara. And for example, there's those, you know, great hardship of old age and death. And yet a lot of people then, even though it is sure that is going to happen, at least death, then they do not think of it. They do not think at all for a minute of that. And so when it comes upon them, then this is just in great despair and a great suffering that is experienced. And so, and will then have to undergo the unbearable pains of falling into the lower realms.
That is the Kandar that Tombany get to the Mantona, then it dungal dewalone, Kansun Koike, Dunga de Menachinche. That made the Nazope shooting but see you the Dunga Yunga or the Nachinche. ta dunga ki me dege ti ta ta dons ne yanda nag yores.
And so it says destitute of insight into the meaning of suchness. So when we do not understand emptiness, then we take suffering for happiness, and we are tormented by the fires of misery in the three worlds of samsara. So the fires, all the suffering compared to a fire here, to our burning fires, because you know the fire is something that is, when exposed to it, it's quite painful. And so as an image to illustrate that, to, you know, like we are like roasting in the fire of suffering in the samsara.
That timba de la carinjumers in the Chaba Yungura. Make pe dunga de tamena hiche, ticket, dunga de nothing in the solatini, sonung de that timba nashinche. Timba le, then rangi deva, rangi devigate, that chick so gaviki chick, gavi sonum chira, or digi chaba nashipone, then a chick senjin the sola, your jen and queer, that chick sahed and quenella soba, and a carin dewa in a odin debugge, and a churchambo, mambo bonnet, then he senjin the zoge chick. Uyiki dunga, pompiki dunga, medis of summer, and in Mabachani. That didn't take a long sugar, and in Simba Simba Chene, under dunga the summer, and in Shiva Chetuya get a duco de, and in Rani Kadu Yumre, Chene, and Sambaina, the Nego de Wachagores. That carriage him don't, and that divina. The Negi dunga came medicate dunga in the Zola, then a ranki, or on the Zola, then a ranki gave his sonum timbanashis. Rangi Gewasa, Dela Tene, Dene, Devike, and Joe, Segue Lonchelas of a Chanashi Pony. That is Samaki Dunga Meba Kadungi, Sotobachuna, Tene, Tende, that Niko Dewa Chaguras.
And so, when asked Shantideva, would he be able to extinguish this fire with the rain of happiness that issues from the clouds of his unlimited accumulation of merit? So, comparing his accumulation of merit, all the positive action he's done, to clouds, and so, and then, so he wondered when he would be able to eliminate all this suffering, to this fire of suffering, with the rain that would pour from all those clouds that is of his merit, and so when indeed will such a heavy downpour of all good things supply beings with all that they desire, and so. You know, aspiring really, and wondering when will he be able to give to all sentient beings whatever the desire, the wealth, the comfort, the clothing, the place of rest, and so on, whatever they want. When will he be able to quench all their desires, satisfying their every want, and remove all the suffering of their kind of their poor situation? So, and it is says with thoughts like these that we should aim for the temporal happiness of sentient beings, should want to satisfy, to help all sentient beings in this way.
That din neko ge dewa la rani mhen ba cha de ora ta ta tu ge dewa la khande mhen gor se de da ko ye ge dunga de pon ye ge tho de ni ton ni to ba cha no da ton ba ni ta de nga ge rang ge ton ni to ba la de ne de ni Sengen de Zogi Chet, that's so mumbo sunny. Then the Tomba Nigi turned it, and the Sengen de Zamala Kadu, ten toba chuna, tenny. And Chick, the Nigi Tony turned it some more day, and the ten toba, Kadu chuina, the tenny, Chick, ten tuna, tenny, or the Chambaina, the neat and Tatuki devonda with Chick. Chetola, that devonda with the universe.
So there was aspiring to be a temporal happiness of sentient beings, but then. For the ultimate happiness. The ultimate happiness then comes from assimilating profound emptiness, the emptiness of all phenomena. And so he wishes to, so when would he be able to impart the meaning to help sentient beings to come to assimilate that, to understand the fact that all phenomena are emptiness, and to realize that. And so this is the way to help sentient beings on the ultimate level, because by the realization of emptiness, then all suffering will be ultimately completely removed.
That day, kandare tomba ni toba ni nandini, nekob senjen de zo tsama, jik ubi ki dunga ni chotoba, tadu de zo ki jik tomba ni ki tuende, tontoba, ani rangi tomba ni ki tuende, tene, Nizo ke tomba nyingi tuen tong toba chuna tene, ta nyingi chengda. Odi nyingi chene dine, rangi chetan je tomba nyingi tongi, ene tongi mantong dengen kansa, denbar nzin dengen ke senjen duzo yang, tuy nan yang ta, pa le me tongwa. And the Tama Niji Gongida, so that is Sunni, it is a Tama Neko and Tatuki, there was Tama, yeah, but Saint James Dola, Triagi, that's the one Niji and Jungres, Udindi, then Dinner Shabanashi, Randon to Jidan Chuji, Tobangonian, but I shended the Tsewa Niji Chamber, and it chick Tony Toyon de la Dini, get turned it, and Jungi over it, Chini Dow, Rashin Dow Res.
And so, in this way, then we see that so we have this aspiration of removing the kind of to bringing temporal happiness to sentient beings when seeing their situation, their kind of a situation of poverty, and wanting to eliminate that. On the ultimate level, also see how they haven't realized or understood emptiness, and how we wish that we'd be able to show them emptiness, to teach them emptiness, and so that in order that they'd be able to reach this ultimate happiness. And so in this way, then we develop a compassion. We have the compassion for those sentient beings, seeing their situation of suffering, seeing how they haven't realized emptiness. And so with this great compassion that with which then we never give up on all those sentient beings who haven't realized emptiness until they come to actually realize that all phenomena are emptiness, and in this way remove all their suffering. Until that comes, then we would never give up on them, but keep on helping, supporting sentient beings. So we see here how this is in this compassion that is and the benefit of realizing emptiness, the benefit for ourselves of realizing the equality of the eight worldly concerns, and for others also, then the compassion that is the heart of the emptiness, of the realization of emptiness.
Ina dilichanda dinigi nyembo ani somo tomba ni tobi ki sherode ta chodo chuba ni dile laba chagures chidangi tsurinda da jimba tonya ki chigewa de ani phen chembo yore yine ya dilichanda nu ani somo tomba ni tobi ki sherode ta sinam da gewa ani chewa chodo chuba chagures chidanda ngondo lade mi kombo toba da ani tadu sanje ki kombo toba de de ni kanza de soki Jimba Tanya Dan Surin Sunya ki Gewa Dela Shuba Yina Chidan Penchambores. Yina Dile Chan Ani Dinik Nyembo Tomani Tobi ki Shero Deta Labores. Takazon Zo Shesan Yi Pachin Tugunan Shero De Pe Chodo Choba Laba Yi Shesan. Dik Tin Shiva Dinya.
And so, of course, in order to reach the kind of higher a kind of a rebirth and a good situation, then by practicing generosity, ethical discipline, meditation, and so on, then we come to reach to those higher rebirth and to a better situation. But then it is only with the wisdom of realizing profound emptiness that all the conceptual elaboration, free of all conceptual elaboration, that we'd be able to remove the two obscurations, and so therefore to reach to this state of complete freedom from all suffering, the ultimate nirvana.
That shirab de chod chwa chagdo. That shirab de chod chwa ina shirab de chwa chwa la ju karigor sa dite ni tuesan yang da wa si chagor sa tunda. Tuesan ya wo che tuesan na ben besan shi wo che mo The Chego Bayan, and in Jazo Chambango, Julaman on a Jimba Tawaina, the Longe Chambo Yures, Surin Suaina, and in Torilla, Luden Totova, Chinang de Yuris Chamber. In a that is Saman on a and also Dameto Biki Sherry Yavaina, then in Shejakuna, Mombige, and in Misheva de Sama Pondores. That didn't show the Chores soon, I shared it. Sherry did that chose Chamay, the Dick Jokeres, didn't it? Tubayins. Tuba Lajonche.
So we see that the wisdom is the supreme of all, and so and how do we give rise? What are the causes for the for giving birth or rise to this wisdom? And that is, as the protector Maitreya said in the Uttara Tantra Shastra, is that by listening to those teachings, by reflecting, by listening and reflecting upon those teachings, that would give rise to wisdom. And so this wisdom that is that removes all the veil of emotional and cognitive obscurations, all the obscurations then as regard to all knowable phenomena, then all those are removed by means of the wisdom, and the wisdom arises from studying those teachings, from hearing and reflecting upon those teachings. That was the chapter 9.
De tisndo karche
Yen.
under section on the investigation of cause, the Diamond Smithers argument, on page 296 in Kempton Coffee, it's talking about reputation of the belief in production from a permanent cause. It says that extraneous production may be discussed according to whether the cause is impermanent or eternal, and the first of these alternatives has already been dealt with, and we'll therefore proceed to consider the second. And I'm wondering where exactly that was dealt with. Is that the section on the cause for feelings? Is that where it's dealt with? That's just a question if that could be correct.
I think that's what he said. The Tensila. Gula chibik tensi. Di nala tene nga soge rang le kiwa ge. Ani rang le kiwa tene takshi shidu. Ani rang tene takba tangmi takba nigi takshi chigos. Ani rang mi takba digi takshi chisa yinse. Ani nga so tanda tene takba tangmi tayres. Rang mi takba di takshi chisa tene nga so kawa josons. Di nga soge karze. Antorwagi kabgi rabada kikecha dirwese.
Na tomsu kandwen.
Haven't seen it, I don't know.
Tsimasen, dirande. Nzogi. Soagi dandade. Judila.
Joking. We went to the that was I think that refers to this section where we investigated the how sensations arise from contact. Contact being the cause of sensation. So even though there is not like it's not very like the specific kind of refutation of the impermanent other that is producing, but then mind you, the all the schools up to the Svatantrika Madhyamika then consider that there is production from others, and so this is so the refutation here that is presented when we investigate, we see that actually they consider that the perceptions, for example, or the sensations, then arise on the basis of the cause that is the object, like the visual forms, the sound, the taste, the texture, the others. And so, and then we saw in this investigation, actually, this is not possible, but seeing that there is actually no contact that is possible. So this is the refutation from arising on the basis of those impermanent kind of causes that are the visual forms and so on, of a certain result, which is that what except this, those are the school.
Stefan.
So, this is what
my favorite part
is.
It's in the translation we have not tolerated bodhisattvas because it was 100,000 of beings to Buddhahood. And we have this Kripa Ge. There's no grammar support in this translation here at all.
And so that is how to understand is that the that it is we don't even talk about, you know, how it is difficult for those Mara to stand the fact that many people, hundreds or thousands of people reach enlightenment, but then just having a bodhisattva, just one bodhisattva, to reach the level where he has this prophecy where he is going to reach enlightenment is the in the future is enough to be pretty unbearable for those Maharas. And so so which is quite different from the text we have. That's the meaning of it.
Is there a reason why in this chapter the section on the reasoning comes after the section on meditation? It seems to contradict the order of the three wisdom schools.
The reasoning comes after.
Yeah.
And I'm just thinking, also, then to some comes in plan, then the comes, then this to some chain, then the gum go raw. That collection, then see to you like the share, you said, and he said, what you do.
Then see, Drondo said, the code, gum, that Drondo, that I didn't love, and then it did some say. That Tombo Tony Tan a bit, then it is gum. Go you the young chick, some are him, Drondo, and then a chair, a young, some are.
That's the. Yeah, well, it's to eliminate the doubts, isn't it? When you meditate, then, you know, there's still some doubts that can arise from that. So first, then, you establish the view, clearly, and then you meditate on that. But then, when you meditate, what happens quite often is that, you know, there's certain doubts as regard to the views and kind of, I think, so then you eliminate that, this, which is the removal of misconceptions that comes after that. So those.
But it could be used as reflection before meditation,
I'm just joking. Is that, you know, it's not. I mean, as we said earlier, I think we came across that is that the that the order in which, you know, the text is taught, it might not be reflecting exactly the order in which we would be practicing it. And so it could be also that we'd practice those, we'd reflect upon those arguments before practicing. And then, you know, having really well conducted this kind of reflection on the contemplation on those arguments, then when we practice, then after that we wouldn't have any kind of doubt to remove with those arguments again. So that's so this is just the order. Sometimes the order in which it is taught don't have to, you know, necessarily completely, you know, match the order of the in which we will be practicing.
jela ma she na dambo ne tenzi de ngne she je na antes chi she de tes kale ka bonda kan yin dambo o ma ba ge che sa ma tong ba ni re tong ba ni re ma bo she de ne tong ni de gom na de ne nyu mon de de mes pa ro re she yin de ne shi ni tong ni ma re she de ni de ge de ne shi ni de la do ba chen de ni o ta che de ni tong ba ni na de ne sin de ge mi do s ani che de ni tong ba ni ma re de na shi je wa yue re s de ne ma bo chi lo de ne shi ni tenzi ge ri ba de tang gong da yīnā tā gōng yōng tīng āsō tāmbō tsāma chē tāni tōngba nī tēnā pō tīnī gōng gō gō rā tīnī tā tīnā shē tōng tā nyānyāng kī gōng tōng tīnī mīndā wā chōng tīng tīnī sī chā gō rā sā.
So yeah, the order in the teaching and the order in the in which we practice do not always match each other, and so there's a, for example, in the way that it is presented here, so just to of course, before practicing, you would reflect and establish the view of emptiness by means of those reasonings. And but then, if we were to have explained that here first, and that might have been a little bit difficult, just, you know, from, you know, straight to go into those reasonings. So that's why it is presented in a way that explaining in this progressive way and how to meditate. And then, once you know that this view of emptiness is established and how to meditate upon it is established, then there's also kind of a all those kind of objections to the view of the emptiness that can be raised, and saying that no, actually, this is produced. You know, things are produced in a way or another after having, you know, a little bit thought about it, and then there's those doubts and those all those objections that come up, and so at that time, then you bring in those arguments in order to refute that. But then when we practice, of course, then we would really establish the view by means of investigating with the reasonings, and then practice based upon that. So that's why the order in the teaching and the order in the practice do not reflect each other. Paloma?
Two questions. First one is again on page 296. It says, what arises without a cause must either be eternal or else non-existent. So how does Buddha nature fit in with this? Maybe my understanding is
Gyumepa nyota duyepa am mepa tawa gyona ngopo nam ni yuldu
rigawa
mipichi
juden dutufus.
So, what's the problem with that, given with the Buddha nature? So it arises without a cause.
Yeah.
So is it non-existent or eternal? Is it?
Yeah. Or something else.
Well, it can be either of the two,
so
it's,
well, yeah.
So it can only be either of the two. Then as Jumi ba jubi jumse. Ani ta ba yuba mebares tkanere. Asi dena.
Ani jumena ra.
Ta jumi ra.
Jumena. Ngobo de sole jumena. Ngobo de se yana titta do yeba gores. Yana ngobo de so jumya shin de chegwe na titta do meba. Kaisna renga ingobo shin de renga ingobo se de tsansa yue tsansa medin de la renga ingobo se shin. Ta do medin de la. Tsansa yue tsansa medin de nin de la renga ingobo. Ta renga ingobo de la kasi jumya shin de che chogwe na yana kron se titta do yego gores. Jumya se de chen shin da la tego gyo ma. Yana titta do meba ingobo. Kaisna ko renga ingobo se de la juma gyo na. Dindi ta dindi yomara kadu yine yodini kadu yine metini ngobo yindini dindi yomara o dindi ta renga yungobo sinindi kandar tsansan yue tsansan metini dira ta ju dindi yorma to ju meba mares ngazo deshi nimbo seyate renga yungobo mara zani dima che ane dina shinchene dijegu chola ndeba dima che yinsi shigura ta dila ko yobata meba gu trubata trawa yinsi
dima che marwa
dima che dima che deshi nimbo seyate DJ in is only that DJ said the Renga Yungo. DJ he in the name Jumabal at any Yucho Yena. That the Yana Yoba, I tattooed at Yoguri, Yana tattooed at Maba Yungurus. Kinds in the core Renga Yungo said in Dijelako. So the Shinibo said the Renga Yungo Mare.
So here, the subject that we're talking about in this sentence, which doesn't come across very clearly in the text, the English text at least, is that we have this rega ingopo, those things that are observed sporadically, or kind of a sporadic things. So ngopo, you know, these functional things or things. So this is what we're talking about. Yeah, things that are sporadic or observed sporadically. And so all those things, then, which, so sometimes we see them, sometimes we don't see them. And so if they are without cause, either they have to be there all the time because they don't depend on causes and conditions in order to appear or not to appear, so they have to be seen all the time, or they do not exist and never seen because, again, they do not depend on causes and conditions. So this is when we talk about those sporadic things, functional things. And functional things are compounded phenomena. But then the Buddha nature is an uncompounded phenomena. So, and it is beyond the existence and non-existence and all that.
That the deshinibo din duma chere, juchen le tugu yomar, juchen and debar. Then the kota, yene nebi chinito se shigu de tako, deshinibo said yene, and hiyoba, yene nebi chinis. That juchen tugu munda, then the yene yoba, yene neba.
So it is uncompounded, means that so therefore is a phenomena that do not rely on causes and conditions. And it is said also that this is
chuni. Chuni kind of chuni. Chuni is kind of what it is. Chuni is that
was synchronic more
synchronic. Chugi, chugi ran. Chugi yin, chuni, tombani, de shinimbo.
So this is, and it is defined, the Buddha nature, as the primordially abiding dhammata. So that is the, so it doesn't rely on causes and conditions in order to arise. So this is the primordially abiding dhammata.
Da kongi de chwa de der da tanda jumele tene chegu yene yana ta tu yoba gore yana meba gore deshi nimbo de tene jugo mindo tene ta tu yoba re meba re stio gu mindo de la ta yene neba ta tu yoba
ta ta war. So that was your question, whether see whether since it doesn't rise on the basis of causes and condition, whether it is permanent or whether it is kind of non-existent. And so the the Buddha nature, so that's your answer, is primordially abiding Dharmata, so it is, you know, permanently there.
Kanshi yeba menton menton dindi minato wa te chishis don sunda sozi cho de yeba de thong min se meba chi thong de du se sunda yeba de kare re se de tin sing chi ni de shi ni mo tso yore se ina de thong ma de wa chi meba de da koi ge de ni sunzin gi thunon de tsa ma de na yeba ra da de thong de na da de minato bo na shi
ji So the it says in the sutra that you know, sentient beings don't see what there is to see. They see what is not there, and it's just you know, like a deep darkness of ignorance. And so, what is there that you know what exists, Buddha nature, that they don't see that, but instead they see all those phenomena that don't exist. So it is like, you know, really deep ignorance. A state of sentient beings. That was the first.
Someone is it's in the section on how answering objections with no self isn't compatible with the principle of cause and effect, and so it's the result which ripens on the dual reaction is this posited in terms of the single entertainment. So it's because there's a continuum that we accumulate karma.
So what was the...
This is at the top of page 282.
282. And says that... What does it say?
The result which ripens on the doer of an action is thus posited in terms of a single mental continuum.
Posited in terms of...
Yeah, posited.
Result which ripens. Mm-hmm.
It is due to, and then later down, it's due to the fact that there is a single stream of five aggregates.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, so what's the question?
Well, let's see. My question is, so when you, say when you receive the Four Impermanence, is that the fact that you can accumulate that positive karma, Is that also dependent on there being an apparent continuum on the five aggregates? Because it would seem that to say that you can only accumulate wisdom because there's an illusion of self wouldn't make sense.
Yeah, for me, yeah.
Okay, so if in the text it's saying that the results of accumulated actions are experienced by the doer of those actions because there's the appearance of a self, there's the appearance of a continuum. So, does that then, would it then follow that without a continuum, so this is saying the result occurs because there's an appearance of continuum.
Mm-hmm.
So then in the case of accumulating wisdom,
mm-hmm.
say, I mean, the specific thing that sparked the question was receiving the Four Impermanence.
Mm-hmm.
Is the ability to receive them dependent only on there being the appearance of a continuum?
I would maybe take out the only, but
it's dependent on.
It depends on other factors also, but
depends on
other factors as well, isn't it? Like the lamas to bestow the substances and things like that.
But
yeah, but is it necessary? Is it necessary to receive the four impairments?
No, it's not that. It's without. It's becoming less and less clear.
Sorry.
It's without. Without the appearance of a continuum. Is it not possible? It's a double negative, but is it not possible to receive? It's can you only receive the four impermanence and accumulate that karma because there is the appearance of a continuum?
Okay, that's good. We get it.
The Masatakasanatane, legume did to them.
사역이 되네. 지금 나서게네. 규유도 임생이 아닌 가서기 남은 기지부 되네. 라이 말에스 수 수마주 하늘라. 네. 수마주 하늘라. 라도 말아.
알레.
수디 가네.
취사 말에스.
취사. 수마주. 취사이 말아. 어 간지나 가서 규여로 와. 근데 나 이제 사람 가서 왕슈디 가라. 가서 규메나. 대 유기. 근데 아 시도데 형 균디메나. 아니 가서 왕슈도 말아. 규메나. 왕드네 팬더다 저거도. 쉐에 말아. 더에 예 말아. 레스트
다네스. 예 레레레. 왕슈디야 옹게. 티지다 론진 참아 거르마도. 여기니 소소기 온자니 마도.
소소기 규 소소기 규. 나 유메나 되는 게 아랑 왕 떠야기 근데 벤더의 말에서 모두 뜻다 모두 뜻 그래서 이식이 때 왕지는 때 왕이 나는 때는 양 이식이 뭐예요? 디 자르스 때문에 디 캡슐라 안에 유기 나왔더니 그래서 초담적이 초바정 좌우인데 양 유든 양대 초바정 좌우 인사라 유디기 그래서 건속이 좌우 인사라
아 레레레레
디기 뭐게
嗯，他这里。那那那，某个，那牛呢？那王牛没那的王都都都买的，那不晓得没。那做了一些，给，他的军队也买了，对呢？对，我那屋的的也晓得，肯定是这回事，对的，对的。但是，你这回事了，对的。当不对呢，我对了，那做个牛又被牛生给，那是王都偷了，那是牛没那。
소속이 강사기 유메나 아니 왕타야기 가르세 레장보야 데 레 냄바다 레장보데네 사야기 아 규유베 김생이 나서기 주민사 쪽으로 와 어떤다 이제
아 준디
어 이제 몰랐네 어 된다래 했어 데 뭐기 데네 거기 다기오 다데 직당
네네네
탈타 다 그래
제
뭐지 소 디르와 규유베 김생이 아서 왕타 돌아 so Yes, it is because we have a continuum that we can receive the impairment. So, that's the...
That's all he
says. Yes. It's not a question to you, Dominique. So then, what was the thing that was, so then if there is the case that because we have this continuum, we can receive the impairment, then...
I think I'll just reflect on it. Let's see.
Okay.
In the investigation of the cause, I would like to
understand
if there was a difference within that context between being produced from a cause and being produced depending upon a cause.
They both, if they're considered the same,
if they both got refuted, or if you only produce from a cause.
Is it both appear in the text or?
In the text itself, I only see the from.
Gyulikyo.
In the conclusion of the argument,
Gyula.
There's a sentence, neither does it mean that the result abides in the present, produced independence upon its causes, but nevertheless different from them. Since this whole thing is negated, I wasn't clear if it's just the abiding that's negated, or also the production of independence.
Which place is that?
242.
Page 302.
Ti tante ne gyule kiwa tang, gyula tene kiwa tang, chigwari besa, kaa res, kaa kwa.
Gyule kiwa tang, gyula tene kiwa. Gyule kiwa tang, gyule tene kiwa.
Kansan, the faculties. And that doesn't mean that result abides in the present, produced independence by its cause.
It's
very similar, isn't it?
Yeah, the same
So what's explained here in this section is that there's not a result that would arise like as a different thing from the causes, like a new thing, a different thing that would arise from its causes, and that does not abide. That's not saying that this, you know, this thing that would be, you know, staying somewhere and you know, without ceasing. So it ceases, but also usually when we understand ceasing means like going somewhere else or turning into something else, so it's not also the case. And so this is what is here, that is saying it's that arising is not something else that arises, not abiding. Also you don't have, you know, something, you know, staying somewhere and then doesn't cease in a way that, you know, it doesn't turn into something else. Or
mm-hmm.